This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government has taken care of sensitive sector like fertilizer and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha today, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers, industry, enable access to advanced technologies.
This agreement also provides significant comparative advantages to Indian exporters, particularly in labor-intensive and manufacturing sectors. I would like to reiterate before this August House that government has taken full care of India's key sensitivities in the fertilizer and agriculture sectors. This partnership will open up new opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurs, skilled workers and industries.
Mr. Goyal said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both the nations. Mr. Goyal said both the sides will work together to fulfill important processes related to trade agreement and finalize the paperwork so that its full capability can be taken at the earliest. He also clarified that the government has said publicly several times that safeguarding the energy requirements of 140 crore Indians is the biggest priority of the Modi government. Both the Houses of Parliament today held discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address today amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that social justice and harmony has been deteriorated under the Modi's government. President's rule in Manipur was revoked and BJP MLA Yumnam Khemchand Singh sworn in as Chief Minister of Manipur today. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today announcing the revocation of President's rule with immediate effect. The President's rule was imposed in the state on the 13th of February 2025 following the resignation of the then Chief Minister N. Biren Singh and kept the Manipur Legislative Assembly, which has a tenure till March 2027, under suspended animation. Meanwhile, the Manipur Legislative Assembly Secretariat has informed that the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly will be held on Friday. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Cooperation said that the platform will place drivers, referred to as Sarthis, at the center of ownership, operations and value creation, and will free them from exploitative aggregator-based models. In Jammu and Kashmir, two Pakistani terrorists, including a top commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, were killed today after they were trapped inside a natural cave in Udhampur district. One of the deceased terrorists is Rubani alias Abu Mawiya, a top commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, who was active in the area for the last several years. The terrorists were located by joint troops of army, police and CRPF, amid intensified search operations in the higher reaches of Ramnagar, Basantgarh yesterday, leading to a fierce gunfight. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs today held a national review meeting in New Delhi to discuss next-generation tribal development interventions, focusing on convergence, community participation and evidence-based planning. The meeting reviewed the progress of flagship schemes such as PM Janman and Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan. During the meeting, Secretary of Tribal Affairs Ranjana Chopra has emphasized that meaningful tribal development must emerge from within the community. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of women's individual 10-meter air pistol event on the opening day of Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship in Delhi. 21-year-old Isha came from behind to score to 39.8 in the final and claimed her second individual senior Asian Championship gold. She overcame challenges from two Chinese Taipei shooters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.